Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
All right, we're coming at you live from Recharge, celebrating Bobster's birthday.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, boy. Ghost Lady's here. She has made it for once.
Yeah.
Hey. Bonang, what you say?
Hey.
Who there? Who's that?
Anyway, got a lot of interesting people that we're going to be chatting to today. So, yeah, man, without wasting any further time.
Why nyonyo rista today?
I'm podcasting in Chile.
Why nyonyo rista?
Okay, cool. Let's start with the first one,
let's,
man, because he's waiting. He's right there. He's saying 500,600 minutes.
Hey, now.
For the record,
hey,
that's actually the amount of minutes that you get in a year.
525,600 minutes.
No, don't sing. Keep to your day job.
Hey, why not?
Which is...
I eat. Stripping, that's what I do for a living.
A blow job is better than no job.
Stripping and making ointments.
A blow job is better than no job. That's all I'm
saying. Let's check out the first interview.
No,
let's not check out the first interview. Let's get Tooks to come through, man. Yeah. Like we said, yeah. Mr. Tooks Nganga himself. Yeah. He's
bye.
Here. So let me make way because I'm not important enough. So yeah, let me
bye.
Move.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Hey, sing a song.
What it is, man?
Yes, I haven't seen you in a while, bro.
No, I see you born, man.
Yeah, what's been happening, man? What you up to right now?
Chilling.
Yeah.
Podcast and chilling, I hope.
Podcast and chilling.
That's the shit.
You
right
guys
there.
Do the podcast. I do the chilling, right?
No, you're supposed to be podcasting and chilling. Like, you should be watching us while you're chilling.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So,
I'm
going to tell you.
When
you heard Tooks Nganga, like his first songs?
Choo.
I'll never forget that song. What's that song? 500,000.
This is my love letter.
Yeah, 5,000.
That song is dope, though.
525,600 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the shit right there.
Yeah.
That's one of my all time favorite songs.
Good
man.
Sample, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good
sample.
I
was still in primary school. Something Kuala Muri Bukenda, like lyrics and shit. But he was so fast. I had to stop, rewind. And essentially, I need the CD. But look at the cassette.
Yeah, actually. Album, I think it's like 2005. Yes. Cassette.
Yes. By the way, ke obuti Tooks. Obuti Tooks.
I'm a grotman.
Yeah.
How about our ransom?
Never. Schemes,
I'm trying to be you, man. You inspired me, you know.
What the fuck? Yeah, what do you mean?
Wait, like, I need to hear
reveal,
this.
Man. This is a big reveal. Yo, check it out. I even went as far as Kuchencha Lina Laga, you know, from Tooks Nganga to Motswako culture.
Wait, I'm a feeling. So, King.
So, I took up this interest. Hobby, whereby I picked up a few turntables, you know, the Borokhileli turntable and like from my good people, DJ Lemonka.
Yeah, I know Lemonka.
Yeah, I remember. So I wrote you about that. I sharpened it. do your thing. So, nse ke 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 thuta wa bona, nse ke thuta go
go tsatsa.
Eh, go go di
go di tabogisa.
So, wow. I'm there. Well, we're not really inspired, really. Oh,
shout out to Mac G.
Yeah, of course. So I'm trying to get into that space. Yeah. Well, not even trying to. I'm into that space. You can catch me out. I don't know, Hore. Depending on the podcast, I'll be out go Soweto Camp Fest.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
When?
April. Easter weekend.
Yeah. I will be out by then.
Catch me out there. I'm performing both as Duke Singanga and Motswako Culture.
Guys, can I tell you a secret? Nah.
Tell us.
Duke has beautiful hands. Please show them your hands.
Yeah, man.
You got such beautiful
hands.
Like, he's got such beautiful hands. You take care of your hands. Like,
no, you're an OG in the hip hop game. What do you think of the state of hip hop right now, man?
By the way, Oscar, But anyway, Warren,
what do you think of the state of hip hop right now?
It's all good, man.
Yeah,
it's proper, man. It's
who are you vibing to? Like, who do you listen to right now?
Everyone.
Skuskru.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Skuskru.
Everybody.
On your playlist right now, Kima.
I don't have a playlist as much.
That song that you always go to every day, that song that you can't stop listening to.
I play a lot of 90s hip hop.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, I play a lot of reasonable hip hop. Yeah, because also the experiment at Tataga, that era on the ones and twos.
Mm. Are you high right now, bro?
Yeah, Brazil.
I can see you.
Emma.
Yo.
So wait.
No, I don't smoke. I don't drink. So you know, I'm chilled out.
You don't drink what?
Water. You just had a Heineken now, bro.
You don't drink water. He doesn't drink water. He said he doesn't drink water.
So
you're saying you're gonna be DJing? Which genre or like artist?
90s
hip-hop. Not even artist.
90s hip hop that I think my peers are into. You know, if you want that alternative.
So you don't fuck with the 2000s.
I do.
Obatlama Cox.
Since I'm DJing, I'm not only playing for myself, but I'm saying to create a niche for myself. There's a particular sound that I'm going for, Wabona, and it's that chilled out 90s hip hop and what influenced us, you know, R&B,
Alright, cool, man. Yeah. Thank you so much, bro. It's good to see you, man. Any last words? What do you want to tell your fans out there, bro?
It's on his top. Greatness is his mission. It should be yours too. Not like you
said it, man. All
right, cool, man. We're coming at you live from Recharge in Midrand.
Kissing on.
What are you hyping? Podcast
and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moyeko.
They're gonna learn today. Sucker!
Gamma tell by Kamalako?
A ghost lady.
Ubani?
Ghost lady.
Ghost lady?
Yeah.
It's Pogi.
You mean alone?
Ah, we are beggar.
You mean alone?
It's Pogi, Pela.
Nkuluba Kulelo, Bunkulelo Tini.
She's a female version of Casper.
He wishes. I've got longer arms, nigga. Stop.
Oh.
I'm not body shaming. What you were doing now? Do it again.
You want me to sing for real?
Yes.
Hold on.
Shit, nigga.
I gotta get a beat on my thing.
No,
fuck that.
There's
beat.
A beat behind you.
No, forget that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got.
I'll put it right next to the speaker. Kunjan, this one.
I see a peel in January.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
Where you been hiding yourself?
By hiding, what do you mean?
As in, like, we don't get to see you as much as we want to see you.
Oh, so the thing is,
you are being a ghost right now.
See what happened.
You're being a ghost right now.
No, the thing is, to see me, you have to have my address, my cell phone number.
Nana.
But I've got a television.
The house where I live.
I've got a television, yo.
But I don't live on TV. That's the problem. I'm an actor.
nigga, yes, yes, I mean, you live on TV.
I understand that, right?
Yes.
So, okay, let me put it this way. Where are you sinning right now? Or are you a saint this time?
I beg your pardon?
Where are you sinning or are you a saint?
Where am I sinning right now?
Sinning.
Sinning.
Yes.
Oh,
are you a saint?
Oh, God.
Saint and sinner. Kaloku. You need to take off that cap. Yeah, it's real quick.
The thing is,
yes,
sometimes I forget. Look. The most important thing to do if you're an actor or an entertainer, any kind of entertainer.
Yeah.
I think, look, it could be the wrong formula. I don't know, but it's just how I feel. I think you are supposed to try and maintain who you really, really are.
True.
I'm not a saint and sinner. I'm not Pagamani. I'm not that character.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be rude in any way.
Which is fair. Yeah.
Good.
I'm Ngusiyabonga, Gano Masonto, no boy. Well, you do that because we come from different tribes, but that's really not necessary.
Like we, yeah, but like honestly, I'm Xhosa, like honestly, when Motei Boka, we do that.
Yeah.
Oh,
she
well,
said she's Xhosa and then she's spoken to Tswana.
Yes, I know. Well,
I told him.
I'm Zulu. My dad is half Sotho. I've got family in the Free State.
What's a Sotho?
Hanyan.
So that's cool.
I don't mean any disrespect when I say
we
come from
it.
Different tribes.
I just wanna
be able to be me, because I think if I'm me, I'm able to offer more.
Fair enough.
That's the biggest problem I've faced as an entertainer. I really appreciate the love that you guys give to me.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
How you spoke to me earlier on when we were standing over there. That really made me feel good.
Guys, but, don't get no pictures.
but I really like being me. Mm. And when you said I must come here to have a chat with you guys, I really thought that, like, man, TV is...
But we have to make a mention to it because we want to know you. We're podcasting and chilling right now at Recharge.
That's why I was saying you must sing.
And
people don't know that you can sing.
Yes, exactly. I'm looking for a nice beat.
And I like your playlist, by the way, because you're scrolling through your phone.
I'm looking for a very nice beat.
He is actually so respectful. That's the first guy who ever said hi to me by singing to me.
Yes, so, but why would I not do that?
But here's my thing though, right?
Yeah?
In terms of... Obviously, you play a lot of different characters.
Yes.
On television.
Yes, sir.
How are you able to be so many people, and speaking about being yourself,
yeah,
and then revert back to being Usiya?
Okay, it's very simple. I don't know how other artists do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that what I'm going to put through right now is the formula.
Yeah.
But this is what has worked for me. I come from the township, and I'm born and raised in Tuzuma, KwaMashu. I've been fortunate to spend time in the villages, Enyanyatu, Endwetwe, Mlazi. Well, Mlazi is the township.
Slay us with these villages.
So what happens to me is, whenever I'm given a character, I read the script, and then I look at the script, I look at the story, especially when we're sitting around as a group of artists, like... When there's a new show, they give everybody scripts and we sit around and we read the scripts. And while that's happening, I think of the character that I'm going to play.
Yeah.
And whenever I think of the character I'm going to play, I never go too far away from something that I'm not or something that I've never seen. Every character I've played, I stole something from someone I've seen before in my life.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair
enough. So that is keeping to me in some way. Because these are people I loved. I remember you guys spoke of Saints and Sinners.
Yes.
Saints and Sinners was my friend. The guy I played, Upagamani, is actually in my head, even though I didn't tell the producer, the director,
I didn't tell
my colleagues, but in my head, I was trying to play a childhood friend I once had who lived that way, KwaMashu, Tuzuma. And he was a... He carried guns. He did all kinds of stupid things. Maybe stupid is not the right word, but life pushed him that way.
So
I always play something close to what I remember or something close to what I've seen. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so
it does.
When you're given a role, right, while we're in this discussion, when you're given a role, do you go for something that you can relate to in terms of your life experiences? Or if you had to play, for argument's sake,
yeah,
a gay person, would you be able to pull it off?
I've seen gay people. I've worked for MultiChoice. I've seen. No. I'm being honest. I work for MultiChoice.
No. Multi choice. Yes. You get it?
I've seen. I live in South Africa as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
We live in a country that does have gay people. Look, let me tell you something. It's a funny thing that you asked me that question. To tell you the truth, South Africans, especially black people, the journey that we go through, we are learning how to be free.
Yes.
We are learning how to live in a free South Africa.
Yeah.
We've never had this before.
To be us.
We are the first ones to live in this type of place.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of challenges and a lot of difficulties. And we will see a lot of challenges and hurdles. Let me tell you something. From when I was born until matric.
You matriculated what year?
Man, I don't remember. It was a long time ago. 2000.
You cannot remember.
2001.
So we're probably the same age.
Of course we are.
Yeah.
I'm 37.
By the way, you blow me
little machrot man. Oh, no, we're not the same age. No, we're not the same age.
By the way, you blow me little machrot man.
No, I'm 2002 matric. That's... If you...
I wasn't that smart, so I failed, like, my... I failed...
So you were supposed to matriculate in 98.
I failed a couple of times, but...
There was obviously, like, something that happened to make you better for...
Yes.
You know?
Look, if you don't know something and you have to answer questions and you don't have the answers, you will fail. And then you will learn that you are supposed to have answers.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, for sure.
Wait, Nana.
For sure.
Yeah. What was I saying? What were we talking about?
Wait. You were going to tell me whether it's true or not. Apparently, you've had an audition with Mac G.
Mac G?
Mm.
Who's Mac G?
That nigga over there.
Oh, yes. A couple of years back, I remember Mac G. It was for presenting, right? Yes. I think it was this... Vendor production company.
It makes sense.
Yes. Look, I remember vividly because I'm always nice to the people I meet.
I talk to people I meet,
and I remember that day we had a conversation outside, and I really didn't want you to get the job.
I love Monegas. What are you breaking like, off?
Okay, cool. We get the space that you're in, right? Why, at what point did you decide I'm gonna be an actor? And why?
To be very, very honest, it's gonna be very, very dangerous.
Hey.
But
hey. It's all good. It's all good.
The platform for danger.
We are this generation and there's nothing I can do. I've been trying to fight this and I'm sick and tired of fighting it. The honest truth is this. If you are black and you grow up in the township, you're an actor.
Because you have to play different characters in order to survive all of that.
You have to understand all of these things that you are taught not to be. Like, for an example, I love my mother and father. And I'm very fortunate to have a mother and a father who raised me in the township in Tuzuma. They are Zulu. So they teach me Zulu ethics.
Yeah.
My mother is a religious woman who grew up in a church, and I was raised by a father in the church reading the Bible.
Mm.
My father, on the other hand, was born and raised in a Shibin, Echestaville.
Yeah.
And he was raised by Khatebe, who is not his father, though I am famous with the surname Khatebe.
Yeah.
That's the history of the surname. Mm. My real surname is Mtebe. So anyway, long story short, my father doesn't really believe that much in the Bible teachings.
But
him and my mother are married, right? So when I was growing up, I grew up with my mother's ways because she's the one that gave me warmth and made me feel like
I can have ice cream. Boogie TV, siyabong. Hamba Boogie TV.
You can play the gay character. You can play.
I was about to say, why are you making your mother out to be gay?
Well, because I'm playing a woman.
No, that's
you
not
are thinking gay because I'm a man.
No, like you just took it like a notch. Like
you guys seem to be very serious with this gay thing. The first thing I need to say to you is,
no, we love
you. Fuck you, I'm not gay, I'm straight.
I know you want to
say king as umjwayele ndaba masimbi. One.
I'm asking about
ima ngana ngijwayele kabi. How?
Atle ngikuzwa.
Lalalani.
Hayo. Wena,
I don't have a problem with gay people.
No, for sure.
Wait.
We don't also.
Wait. I don't have a problem with gay people. I live in a new South Africa where everybody is supposed to be whatever it is that they want to be and live their lives however they want to be.
No, for sure.
I respect people. I make fun of everybody. Everyone. I make fun of white people, black people, Indian people, colored people, Zulu people, Pedi people, Tonga people, whatever people. I make fun of people. Right?
Are you a comedian in your private time?
Be nice.
Are you a comedian in your private time?
I was about to ask, are you a comedian?
This nigga don't know me.
We clearly don't.
This nigga don't know me.
We don't. Tell us about you.
So this is what happened, right?
Don't know my ass.
So in when you meet up with a lot of actors and people who are famous in this country, ne, you tend to go like around wherever you go, ne?
Yeah.
How do you handle? And I've seen those who are famous in TV shows and whatever that they do, and it's a lot of work taking pictures, say, on some ing. Yeah. Like, how do you balance it out? Because like you could be at a mall and.
That's never don't know.
You could be at a mall.
Mike.
You could be at a mall, right? You could be at a mall.
I'm sure you guys are gonna use that to promote this thing.
Yep, of course we are.
That's beautiful, I know.
Of course we are.
How do you handle
this? I'm sure you use this too.
Me, I'm beautiful, I know.
Look, my brother. Like I said before, my aim, how I want to be able to live the rest of my life, is to be able to maintain the ability to be me. Right? One, when people are asking for pictures, I have to remember me. I am not born on television.
Fair
enough. I am not born on radio or podcast or whatever.
Hey.
Right? I am born in the township. I recognize a person who wants to take a picture. Because I was him. I was him. Uchoma Fela used to shoot a drama called Uteliwe.
Stumo.
At W section.
Yeah. Stumo.
And I used to walk from D section with my brothers and my cousins to see him shoot. Why? Because we watched TV. And we wanted to see the people on TV. So the first thing you need to understand is, yes, it is hard and it is a lot of work, but at the back of my head, I have to remind myself of who I am. This is South Africa, and I came. There's 52 million black people, and not all of us are on television.
True.
Not all of us are seen as. So when people go, I realize that they are watching TV because I know I'm not.
Which is good.
I'm not good. Because I end up in the same place as everyone. Everyone.
I am so over you right now.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Do you have groupies?
Do I have groupies? By groupies, what
this
do you
nigga
mean?
Don't know you.
Wait, hold on. No, the thing is.
Oh, is that the word of the day now? Or wait, the phrase of the day?
Wait. I need you to understand something. My relationship with the media and my relationship with television and with this country.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm 37 years old. Ooh. I graduated around about the same year.
Nigga, you look 30.
I know. Oh boy, mom remembered Melrose. So as we are all sitting here, I need us to understand this.
Yeah.
This is what we need to try, I think. I'm not saying do what I say, but I think we need to all try to show a different voice in this country. A different type of person. A new person. A more human person. A more understanding person. And that's amen what I'm to that. To
so in what you say,
my that, mother wants me to be that.
Fair.
My father taught me that I could.
Cool.
I'm gunning for it.
I hear what you say, ne? So where do you think we're getting it wrong?
We're getting it wrong when you start asking me questions like, do you have groupies?
Yo!
Yeah, that's where we're getting it wrong.
Let's see, are we at your toilet? But
we are definitely getting it wrong.
No, but my thing.
We are pepipin lam.
No! Go to Nyakbu.
We are.
A fair question. Here we are asking you things that people want to know.
My thing is.
No, let me tell you.
We're asking you things that people want to know.
Hold on, no way.
Because people have a different dynamic of what fame is and what you get with it.
Hold on a second. I said to you, I want to be able to keep what I am.
Yeah.
My mother taught me love, religion, fought for me to go to multiracial schools, fought for me to get all the great things that I ever imagined.
What were you TV?
She used to let me watch Martin Lawrence. She used to let me watch
Robocop.
Come quietly. She used to let me go crazy. Okay? My father told me how hard it is to be a man every day of my life. He always brought me back to reality.
Balance. Yeah.
Every day.
Balance.
You understand? My father and these people were together. So, my point is this. According to my father, whom is Umtim, that's me. Gesu, I'm supposed to continue with the message of Umtim. My father was a security guard. I'm at a point where I can meet a random lady who says, I want to do an interview.
With
and I can go, okay, cool. So I have to continue the message of a security guard through what I was able to get because he pushed it. He pushed me to get here. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, umangbuzi.
Okay, so.
Aunt. Umangbuzi. Wait, I'm a group. The reason why I'm saying that is because it's personal. That is the most personal thing ever.
Okay, fair enough.
You understand?
Yeah.
There's a mission right now. When you look at the world, I read the newspaper the other day. There was a man who chopped a woman and fried her. You understand? In this country, there are men all over the world. I was seeing, especially now, social media makes the world so small.
Yeah.
People are beating up women and what's not. I've been in the media and people have spoken so many things about me and relationships. I don't want to talk to anyone about relationships anymore. All I want to do is move forward with my life the best way I can. I sing, I rap, I act, I entertain. That's what I do. When people ask me about groupies and what's not, of course I'm gonna want to have sex with people. I'm single. But it is a very complicated...
Single at home affairs or single?
I'm a single human being.
The people are still waiting for you to sing, Kalok.
We're looking for the beat. Look, when it comes to sex right now in this country, I can see your eyes. You can see I'm telling the truth. It's very, very personal and sensitive.
But
I swear to God.
But the media, media has made it look like it's like... It's sex.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. It's whatever. Okay.
Because people glorify.
It's glorify now.
People glorify what?
The idea of a guy can be on some tip like, no, I've smashed like 10 honeys, and there's this whole movement that's going that ho is life. So it's and social media has sort of made it very.
This is where I come in.
I understood you.
Whoa.
Let's wait for the lady.
No pun intended.
Whoa.
No, we've been coming into
so
the
wait.
We would have been coming in.
If you smash, you smash 10 girls.
Yeah.
Nah. And I smash 10 guys.
Yeah.
And I give a shot about 1-0 babble. 1-0. When they call me, I don't answer. The same way niggas do with guys. Why am I being called? According to your perceptions and your teachings from your parents.
Yeah.
Because I see you are very balanced. To my perception, you are balanced, nah?
Well, I hope I am.
No, that's to my perception. I get it, Ababang. I get it.
I'm not going to.
Anyway, If I smash 10 homies, you smash 10 honeys.
Honeys, yeah.
Nah. Why am I being called a hoe?
Let me tell you, let me first be honest with you.
I hope you're ready for my
answer. It's a very difficult question to answer because of the feminist movement. I have to be very careful because at the end of the day, like I said, we are here for the first time. It's the first time that we see women who can speak the way women are speaking today. We've never seen it before.
New South Africa.
I have to have respect for that. And I have to have some kind of understanding for it. But you remember I mentioned religion and I mentioned a township street man. I have dreams. And my dreams are to have a family, are to have a lot of kids.
What is a lot?
I don't know the
25.
Number.
25.
I don't know. Ingani.
Yo.
Soonless. Finish.
Children. There's this thing about Ingani.
Finish. It's a Kaela. Nah, my
children. Waman, oh, better get to DSTV. Kum nande kai.
Ah, you must rock, my man. 5'10".
La?
Final.
La? Sekai. What's making it difficult is that you need to have a lot of money to be able to take care of kids.
Thanks.
You need to be able to take your children to good schools.
Take care of them.
Yeah. So to answer your question, when a man imagines a family, he imagines a woman that will be able to be there the whole time to encourage him, take care of the children, and be a mother. And I don't imagine myself raising children that are not just mine.
Yeah.
When I go into my cave, let's say your home is a cave. When I go into a cave, I wanna be able to raise my seeds. I don't see myself raising every other man's kid, every other man's seeds.
Yeah.
Yes, it does happen. Like for an example, when people ask me how many children do I have, I always say two. Because when I met the mother of my child, she already had a child. Right now,
that
the mother,
so beautiful.
My children are 11 and 5.
Your biological
and there's nothing
is one.
I can do.
Yeah. Biological
that's
is
how,
one, though.
That's what, that is what my spirit chose for me.
Mm.
That is what the nature chose for me, or whatever chose for me. Call it God or whatever. I'm a chose, whatever. That is what it chose for me. Ngiyabathanda abantwana bami. Yeah, is one thing in short. And I want to see them support each other. Because I know I might be gone now.
Nah, you're still here.
God forbid.
But if I don't play a part where I go, that's your sister. Support each other, encourage each other, build each other, then I'm stupid. That's what I try to do. So when we imagine a woman, it has that thing, Yoguti, I'm gonna have children with this person at some point. So the reason why we would say, mhlambe other guys would say ho, because I've done it before. I've called women is fab. I've said,
of course you have.
Because I come from the township. That is where we all start. Like I said, there's a long journey that a black person has to have in this new country. All right? And we are all learning. I could be talking out of my ass. I could be talking shit. But I might as well just speak my mind and not be afraid of it.
Of course, yes.
So, when I was younger, I was raised by a mom and a dad who are married and raised me in one household. So in terms of how I was molded, that is what I will imagine and that is what I will hope for myself. I learned more and more about South Africa. I usually fear delving into politics because I don't know politics that much. But obviously, politics are in front of me.
They're in my newspaper.
They're in television. They're in my phone. They're everywhere. There is nothing I can do. I can't avoid them. Our president, our ex-president,
has many
wives.
I love that nigga.
I can't disrespect that.
Yeah.
That's my
I can't say he's a rock and roller.
By the way,
wrong.
I miss him.
And I can't say if a woman tries to do something like that, it's wrong. If that's what she wants to do,
She can do it.
Ghost lady for president, I'm coming for you, boys.
All right, wait. She can do it. But while she's doing it, hold on. But while she's doing it, are you going to let me finish, my baby?
I'm saying that nigga should shut up.
She can do it.
You've been trying to finish.
But while she's doing it, she must know niggas is watching like this.
<What's that? laughs> Quick one before we get out of here, ne?
You know why we do that? Because no matter what happens, I was born and raised in poor fat. Right?
Yeah.
Every time I tried to gain something nice for myself, it only proved one thing. I need a woman in my life, and I need to feel good in my life. And a woman makes you feel good. It doesn't matter whether I'm smart or not.
A woman makes you feel good.
As time to be zange feb.
Yeah.
As time to tug. As time to be zange. As time to control. As time to go to impatike gabi. Go to a green injabule yetu. Yini.
Yeah.
Finish the end. I'm not gonna put
You're not letting you go without that song.
Can I have a sip?
Oh, rock and roll, man. We are podcasting in Chile.
I want to say Tanda.
Before we get out of here,
he has to sing before
right
he
now?
Goes.
She wants me to sing. So, first of all, how can I not smile? You're so beautiful.
Look at you.
You guys want me to go into the pool?
Okay, wait. First of all, I'm nominated for the SAFTAs.
We are voting. We are voting. The podcast is behind.
Before we go
into that,
where are we voting?
Please Google SAFTAs. Is it SAFTAs 30? SAFTAs 14, I think.
Cool.
Please Google that and then you'll see the information. I'm nominated for Best Actor for A Ring of Lies, which was a very interesting.
The one with the boxing.
Yes.
You're such a badass then.
I don't know why they make me play a badass all the time.
Because your ass is a badass, nigga.
You like playing a badass.
No,
of course he does.
I like having a job.
Like, hey, we don't want to try him.
Because half of us on this podcast are not working. So,
look, we live in difficult times. We are at a time where we are supposed to learn more about us as black people.
Yeah,
we have to, because at the end of the day, abazali bethu badala manje. They are old. And we have to learn who we are.
Yeah.
And we have to learn what we are going to live for the next generation. And I'm sure that each and every one of us don't want to live.
What if I want to live like that, mean?
No. You can live like that. But I'm sure that's not what you want to leave behind. You can go and pay your children school fees.
Yes.
And pay your home lazy.
So that they can live better and make better and have better choices.
So you've
going
sacrificed
forward.
You've sacrificed yourself by going
just
so that you can raise your kids. So what you need to understand is, a lot of times I play all these crooks and criminals, and I've played a lot of criminals on TV.
Sinners, a lot of sinners.
I have. Do you know why? I keep saying yes.
Yeah.
Because of finance. That's one. But when I do it, when I play these characters, I always draw from real people. And I'm always hoping that at least the audience looks at what I do and they recognize it. And they go, I've seen this guy where I live.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, in South Africa, there's a lot of black people. In the continent, this is Africa. There's a lot of Africans. And we have a lot of issues in the environments that we come from.
Yeah.
So I play characters. I've been given, this is what life has given to me, to play characters.
Yeah, well, your character in life right now is the black Steve Biko. The new age Steve Biko. Advocating for black niggas.
I don't want to vote.
No, you're a nigga.
Like, we're going to tell everybody to vote.
I love Steve, but don't call me Steve.
You are our Steve Biko.
I can't.
You advocating for whatever he was advocating for.
See ya.
No.
Steve
was book smart.
See, I don't read, baby. You are acting smart.
I'm not.
No,
Safta's 14. We'll put up the details on the podcast.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's got a thing. He said he's got a thing.
We'll do this for you.
Best actor. And yeah, he's singing now. So he's got a beat as well, man.
He sings best when he's with when he sees Lake beautiful.
Can you hear it, brother? I gotta be the one to get my nigga family out of the slums. Gotta be the one to get my black family out of the slums. I've seen a lot of pain. Mzami nyu, itamalami, lalmanchingela. I gotta be the one to get my nigga family out of the slums. Gotta be the one to get my black family out of the slums. Masihlanganise, sizame nyuku. Do whatever you gotta do. Maushayeli taxi. Dai sama sweetie. Doing a podcast. Zamagonke. Hlanganise nyuku. You just gotta be the one to get your black family out of the slums. You gotta be the one to get your nigga family out of the slums. You gotta be the one to get your nigga family out of the slums. You gotta be the one.
That's the one, guys.
Stop. When you got that thing already, please, man. Can we do that?
Yeah.
See, thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
Been a chill.
God bless you guys.
Been a chill. All right, cool. Don't forget, see ya. Safta's 14. Make sure the details are right here. Make sure you vote for the criminal in the building.
I'm not a criminal in real life.
Eh? Of course.
No, you can't be. No, you won't be interviewing me if you will.
All right, then see you in the building. We out here at Recharge, man. This is Podcast and Chill.
Podcast and Chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Hey, we haven't even pulled away from the drive-thru and you're already digging in the McDonald's bag.
Aw, babe, just a few.
All right, I guess I can't blame you. Pass me some, too.
The smells too good to get it all the way home meal. There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
And now your favorite spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Get a 6-piece, spicy or classic, for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.